Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Multiple officers shot in York County. I believe they're saying now two are in very grave condition. We'll keep you posted about that as we get more details. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, 855-839-1210. Also, you might have remembered back in 2023, police arrested this guy. His name is Mayu Adid Abdul Rahman. He was 18 at the time. He had bomb-making materials. Well, it turns out this guy, Mujahideen Abdul Rahman, had communicated with a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda, had tested bombs in the woods behind his home, was considering attacking the Philadelphia Pride Parade, a black university, the Army-Navy football game, the Valley Forge Military Academy, nuclear power plants in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and additional targets. So they've announced that a short time ago, and he was convicted by a jury on terrorism-related charges today. I'm sure that will make national news, considering his name is Mujahideen Abdul Rahman. Anyway, as we continue along here today, I want to remind you that we have our big event coming up with Jack Carr. Now, as of right now, there are 14 VIP tickets left for the event on Monday, October 13th. There are still general admission tickets left. The VIP, though, gets you a signed copy of Jack's new book, Cry Havoc. It also gets you a chance to say hello and meet him for an exclusive meet and greet starting at 6 p.m. Go to 1210wphd.com right now. Get your tickets. Don't miss out. Our Politics and Pints, October 12th. There are 12. Thank you, Justin. 12 VIP tickets left. And when they're gone, they're gone. And Jack has not released this yet to his audience, because there are a lot of people who love Jack Carr who may not listen to the show, and as soon as he does, they're going to scoop up those tickets. Jack is incredibly popular, being a number one international best-selling author and the guy behind the number one show on Amazon Prime right now, The Terminalist, Dark Wolf. So get your tickets. Do it now. 1210WPHG.com. The VIP includes a meet and greet, a signed copy of Cry Havoc, and a souvenir commemorative Politics and Pints tumbler. Okay. Very good. All right. I'm going to play Newman Price's song in just a second. Big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria. When it comes to your dental health, don't trust the closest dentist. Don't trust the chain dentist. Trust the guy who I trust, the entire family trusts. That's Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. He gave my wife a beautiful smile upgrade last year. He'll do the same for you Dr. Mike Veneria. I'm going to get into the Arctic frost stuff. Andy Biggs, Representative Andy Biggs, did a great job today with Kash Patel going through all that, how they were spying on Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk, and they were spying on, well, all of us. So I'm going to get into all of that with you as we continue. Also, Ted Cruz went after Caitlin Collins, who tried to suggest that we don't have a motive yet in the Charlie Kirk assassination. I'm going to get in on that with you as well. I wanted to play this, though, for you. This is Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen was talking about Charlie Kirk's assassination, and he was with Piers Morgan. I think he did a very good job of talking about what it means for this generation, of why Charlie Kirk's assassination hit home to so many people. Again, thanks to Cliff Maloney for making time today. You had Corey DeAngelis on. Corey was on the show last week when Charlie was shot. It was a very, very tough interview, very tough day. I was grateful that Corey called in today, all the way from Australia, as a matter of fact, a week later. So here is Charlie Sheen. This is cut number 11 from Piers Morgan Uncensored.
Being with Rogan for the aftermath of it was helpful.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I think for this generation, I think that's their JFK moment. I mean, seriously. And I just, you know, if that's where we've wound up, it cannot be where we stay.
Right.
You know. Yeah, no, it's still, I don't want to say it's still not, it just still doesn't feel, it's too surreal to process it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just the unfairness of it, because that dude, he didn't demean people. He didn't ridicule people. He didn't belittle or embarrass or gotcha. He showed up, as prepared as you could have been, as passionate as you could have been, and just asked people to just have an open debate. Mm-hmm. Just okay. Here's what I believe and here's why, and let's hear your side of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that it turned into that. Is just we can't keep having days like that moving forward.
No.
Charlie, they released the final video he recorded before his assassination. This has been released ahead of the huge memorial they're going to have for him this coming weekend, and we have the audio and the video for you, so we're going to play it right now. As we continue along here on our fourth and final hour on the show. So take a watch if you're streaming on YouTube and a listen. Here we go.
It's game time, Arizona, but you can't make plays if you're not on the team. Register to vote now and lock in your early voting game plan. 2026 is Arizona's championship game, and we need our whole team on the field. Next year's Arizona election is our moment to turn the game around, and it starts with you getting registered to vote. Go to tpaction.com/vote right now to register to vote. Arizona is counting on you to bring home the win. That's tpaction.com/vote.
You know, it's such a shame that he couldn't. I mean, everything about this is such a shame, but I wish that he could have been around to help us win New Jersey. Your chance to do so and to honor him is coming up on October 10th. We're going to have a big rally in North Wildwood on the pier. And what you have to do is go to capegop.com and sign up and register. It's a free event, but we're going to have a lot of speakers, and I'm going to be speaking, and we're also going to honor Charlie Kirk with a candlelight cell phone vigil. That's going to be on a Friday night. Now, you can make a whole weekend out of it if you want and spend the weekend in Wildwood, or just come for the night and then go have dinner at Mulligan's or hang out. There'll be food and drinks at the pier available for purchase, and I really want a big turnout. They're counting on us for a big turnout, and I think we've got 500 people registered, but let's get that up to 1,000 and just have a massive rally. Maybe get up to 2,000. Have a massive rally in North Wildwood. Jack Cittarelli will be the keynote speaker. And if we can flip Jersey, if we can win, if we can get Jack elected, it's going to send a gigantic shot over the bow. And I think a great way to honor Charlie Kirk would be to get out and vote and win New Jersey. I really do. I mean, this is a guy who worked to get Republicans elected. And if you missed the interview earlier with Cliff Maloney, he talked about how on election night he was on Charlie's show. And when they knew they won Pennsylvania, they started to cry because they knew that Trump was going to be president. So a great way to honor Charlie would be to come out that night on October 10th in Wildwood and join us for that and have some camaraderie and have some friendship and get inspired and then work hard to win New Jersey and flip it. And I think that would be great. And I know I would appreciate it and Jack Ciccarelli would appreciate it. So go to CapeGOP.com, CapeGOP.com. It's for the Cape May GOP. That's how you register. And everybody has to register because of security reasons, because we're taking security seriously, obviously, as you can imagine. It's important to do in light of everything that happened. We want to make sure everybody's safe. Like I said to my friend Mike Donahue yesterday, the chairman, I never would have imagined in a million years we'd be doing a political rally where we'd have drones to make sure there's no active shooters. But we have, you know, there are lunatics out there. So we have to do that. And it's sad we have to do that. But, you know, it's just a damn shame. On that note, by the way, I wanted to share this with you. This is well, you know, let's do Newman Price's song. We've been putting it off, and I know Newman's waiting, and we'd all love to hear Newman Price's latest song. Now, again, what is Justin? What is the genre of this song?
The genre, I'd say, is a jazz type song.
Jazz type song, and it's Chicks Dig Me. Is that right?
Yeah, the title is Chicks Dig Rich.
It's true. They do dig us. Matt DeSantis, you've seen the numbers. You've seen the data. Chicks do dig us.
I don't know why, but the ladies do love you, Rich. The numbers don't lie.
Well, according to Linda Kearns, they actually love you, Matt DeSantis.
No, that's not true. Two women love me, Linda Kearns and Minnie, and that's probably the extent of it.
I don't know. I think you got to add Val in that category. Val seems to like you a lot.
Oh, yeah. All right. Then I got three. That's pretty good. I'll take three.
See? By the way, did you see Nick Cale's disgusting feet on the picture they posted?
I was wondering if you're going to bring that up. That's nauseating. Why'd they post that? Why'd they have to zoom in on the feet? It was bad enough when I saw them at a distance.
They did a publicity shot of Nick, Dawn, and Greg for the morning show. And Greg is wearing his usual look of a T-shirt and jeans and perfectly acceptable. Dawn looking lovely in pink as usual, smiling, beautiful for the camera. And then Kale is rocking shorts and flip-flops with those friggin' man toes of his. It's just gross. There's no other way to put it. As somebody just said, it's a hate crime. Yeah, I agree. It's obscene.
Yeah, why did he wear the flip-flops on picture day? That's the part I don't understand.
Like, I would have let my son wear flip-flops on picture day. He's got his pictures coming up in school soon. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell him wear a collared shirt, long pants, and look respectable. It's picture day. To your point, it's freaking picture day. You dress up for picture day. Everybody knows that from being a kid in school. It's the one day your parents make you dress up. Picture day. I don't know.
He's wearing a polo, too. Like, the top half of him is dressed appropriately, but the bottom half, I don't know what he was thinking.
Well, the bottom half is the problem, because all you see are mantos, hairy, disgusting mantos.
This was potentially a nice photo, you know, promoting the show, and now I'm looking at it, and the only thing I'm seeing are his toes.
And instead of cropping it out or cutting it off, they actually decided to zoom in on his friggin' toes.
That's a terrible decision.
There's never a good time to wear flip-flops unless you're on a beach or at a pool. That's it. Period. I think Rom was wearing flip-flops when he went on that ladder.
We've heard Ron fall off that ladder at least three times today, I think.
Yeah, and at no point do they ever ask if Ron's okay. No one seems concerned about Ron. Ron, are you wearing flip-flops on a ladder? Well, I was. Now they went flying in the woods. All right, so here's Newman Price's latest song, and let's take a listen, shall we?
Philly to Jersey, everybody knows Richie only got the show that flows. From the Parkway to the Vine, folks tune the dial. Z only got the show that makes you wanna smile. Sometimes you'll hear the guys complaining, bitch, but he just can't help it. Yeah, the chicks dig Rich. He's got that swagger, the wit, and the charm. He'll pour a glass of wine, but he'll pass on chicken parm. Chicks dig Rich, ain't no doubt about it. 1210 WPHT. Afternoons, you'll see it's a fact. Rich playing smooth talking to Paula and Rack. Every drive home feels like heaven. He's on the mic weekdays 3 to 7. He's got that swagger, the wit, and the charm. He'll pour a glass of wine, but he'll pass on chicken parm. About it, 1210 WPHT. You know you've got to shout it. Sometimes you hear the guys complaining, bitch, but he just can't help it. Yeah, the chicks dig Rich. He's got that swagger, the wit, and the charm. He'll pour a glass of wine, but he'll pass on chicken parm. Chicks dig Rich, ain't no doubt about it. 1210 WPHT. You know you've got to shout it. Grab that swagger, the wit, and the charm. He'll pour a glass of wine, but he'll
I like it. Matt, what did you say it sounds like?
It's like a theme song from an 80s sitcom.
It kind of does, right?
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I was compared to Michael J. Fox growing up a lot, so I could see that. I could see that. Well done. What do you think, Justin? I think it's a hit. It's a smash.
I think that's... This is probably his best work. Matt can tell you that we've talked about it many times. His country song that he made, the first one that he made, the country song, was our favorite. But at least for me, this one, I think, is my new favorite.
All right. Now, look, I don't want to tell Newman how to do his job. But I think you do a song set to Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison. And you make it all about every green room has its... Dawn or Thorn or something about me being in the green room and getting bumped from Vox. Like, every green room has its, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I like the idea. It's solid. Yeah. But I feel like you got to let the master work. You would be the type of person that walks up to Van Gogh and, like, offers critiques on his painting. Let Newman work.
Let Newman cook. Let Newman cook. I just want a song set to Every Rose Has Its Thorn. That's all I'm asking for.
That's so specific. Why? Why that?
I know.
Did say consider it done, Rich. So hopefully the next couple of days we'll have your song.
Yeah, it could be something like I'm waiting. You know, they got me mic'd up and I'm ready because this has happened. I'm mic'd up. I'm ready to go. I'm in the chair and then I'm out. You know what I mean? So and I'm back in the green room. And every green room has snacks, and it's got coffee, but sometimes it doesn't have you going on national television. You know what I mean? It did this past Tuesday, but that's not always the case. I'm just saying. You know? So. Now I got Every Rose Has Its Thorn stuck in my head.
Yeah, I'm humming it, too. Thanks a lot for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of different versions of that, but I still go old school Poison with that, you know, versus, like, the Bret Michaels solo.
There's a solo version of that?
Yeah, I think Bret Michaels wound up doing a solo acoustic version at some point, if I'm not mistaken.
I would try to play it right now, but we'll get hit with all sorts of copyright infringement issues on YouTube.
Exactly. And then in the show Paradise on Hulu, which I highly recommend, by the way, it's an excellent show, there is an acoustic version of the song by a female singer, which is, it's pretty good. I mean, it's like, you know, it's okay. It's I'm trying to think of the artist. Oh, then there's Miley Cyrus who made, oh, I guess she did a cover of it. Ugh. That can't be good.
There's no way that's good. Not at all.
No.
Guaranteed terrible.
Wendy Wang did a cover of that song, Every Rose Has Its Thorn, for the show Paradise on Hulu, which is pretty good. I'd say it's pretty good. And nothing compare. I mean, nothing compares to the original by Poison. That song was a defining song of a generation. For me, it helped me get through multiple breakups.
I just pulled up that Miley Cyrus version of Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Oh, my God.
Bad, right? It's bad.
Fun fact, the Poison one came out in 1988, it looks like, and it did hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in December of 88.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I'm just saying, it for me personally, it touched me deeply. I could name names if you wanted me to of the particular women that, you know.
I don't think we need you to do that. I'll take your word for it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's jump into Fox 29. They're giving an update right now with the governor and the head of the Pennsylvania State Police on the officers who were shot today.
Township, your county. Later this evening, the district attorney will have more information to release. I can tell you that the Pennsylvania State Police have taken over calls for service for the Northern York Regional Police Department, and we will continue to do so to support our partners. I can tell you that I've spoken to the special agent in charge of the FBI out of Philadelphia, our municipal partners and county partners here in York County, and we've received multiple offers of assistance from our fellow state partners to include New Jersey and York. But we have a very large investigative scene. In being here today with our law enforcement family for the second time in 2025, I'd just like to say on a very personal note, our hearts and prayers go out to them, to the families of the deceased and the families of those officers who were wounded. There are simply no words that I can offer to assuage the grief that this community has experienced and unfortunately will continue to experience. The grief will be unbearable, but we will bear it. So we stand here today united for our partners all across the law enforcement spectrum, and we will not rest until we've conducted a full, fair, competent, and thorough investigation into this matter. Lastly, I would simply ask to the community here in York County and beyond, all across Pennsylvania and all across our nation, if you could keep the families that were touched by this tragedy today in your thoughts and prayers. Please give them a solemn thought. And to the women and men who are working diligently right now to push this incident forward and the investigation forward and the aftermath that will have to be dealt with and persevered through, our hearts and prayers are with them. Thank you very much. I'll now turn it over to Governor Shapiro.
That was the Commissioner of the State Police. Five officers shot in York County.
Absolutely tragic and devastating day for York County and for the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We grieve for the loss of life for three precious souls who served this county, served this Commonwealth, and served this country. And we continue to pray for the full recovery of those who are dealing with their wounds. This, of course, is on the heels of just a few months ago when we lost another York County son, Officer Duarte, who again gave his life in the line of service. I had the opportunity with the Lieutenant Governor and with Senator Phillips Hill, Representative Grove, and your three county commissioners to spend some time with the families of those who have been impacted by this violence today. I think it's important for you to know that these families who are dealing with their grieving right now and their suffering right now took time to tell us how proud they were, how proud they are of their loved ones who put on a uniform to keep us safe. It's an extraordinary thing.
Three officers are dead. That is breaking news.
They support the individual who puts on the uniform and runs toward danger. They're there for them when they leave in the morning, and they pray throughout the day that they will come home at night. So I hope as this community comes together, as I know it knows how to do, and prays, that we think not just about those who wear the uniform, but those who stand behind and next to those who wear the uniform every day. These families are extraordinary. And I hope you'll join me in prayer for them. I had some time to spend with the law enforcement who are gathered here today, who ran here because they knew that their brothers in uniform were in danger or their lives were cut short. And I'll just share with you what I told them. The entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania respects them, and we have their backs. And we so appreciate the work that they do every single day when they go out to keep us safe, when they go out to protect our freedoms and our rights. This is something that, sadly, we only tend to share in times of tragedy. I think it is important that this Commonwealth knows that every day we appreciate those who put on the uniform and those who keep us safe. There are others here at WellSpan who wear different kind of uniforms. And I want to say thank you to the doctors, to the nurses, to the staff here at this extraordinarily wonderful healthcare institution that sadly has seen too much trauma. But thanks to their extraordinary talents and their dedication to their neighbors, They're able to help people get back up on their feet. That's what you did today for these two brave souls who put on a uniform to keep us safe. So we appreciate those of you who don the white coat and the scrubs, those of you who support the work that they do. You truly are wonderful people, and we appreciate you very, very much. I want to let you know that Attorney General Pam Bondi reached out directly to me and shared with me that we have the full support of the federal government. I know, as Colonel Harris indicated before, he has spoken to the lead of the FBI here in this region. We so appreciate law enforcement at every level, and we, of course, appreciate our federal partners. General and I worked together when I was Attorney General here in Pennsylvania. She was Attorney General in Florida. It meant a lot to me that she reached out to offer her support and her prayers for the good people of Pennsylvania. Here's the last thing I want to say, and I'll turn it over to Lieutenant Governor. This kind of violence isn't okay. We need to do better as a society. We need to help the people who think that picking up a weapon is the answer to resolving disputes. We need to do better when it comes to mental health. We need to do better when it comes to looking out for those who are in need, so we don't have to deal with tragedies like this. We got to do better as a society. I know everybody up here believes that, and everybody up here works hard to do that every day. I just think as a community, it's time for us to work hard to heal from this, and to make sure that those whose lives were lost today, that something constructive can come from that in their memory that stops this kind of violence in the future. That protects those people that put on those uniforms for us. That makes it so these trauma surgeons don't have to patch this many people up. We gotta do better as a society. I know we're all committed to doing that work. We've gotta do even more. Now's the time for this community to come together and to do this important work. And so on behalf of a grateful Commonwealth, I say to those who wear the uniform of law enforcement, thank you. To those who wear the uniform of healthcare, thank you. To the elected leaders up here, thank you for the work that you have done and know you will do to keep our community safe. And to Colonel Paris and the entire team at the Pennsylvania State Police, I know you will have every resource you need to make sure that this investigation is conducted fully and thoroughly, and that whatever steps need to be taken will. May God bless York County and the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. May God bless and watch over those families that are suffering right now. Lori and I join you in prayer, and I think prayer is a particularly important thing at this moment here in York County and all across Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Governor. I share your thoughts and prayers for the officers that were lost today, the officers who were injured, and every law enforcement person across this great Commonwealth. We are unfortunately here again in York County because of gun violence, the issue that brought me to public service. I want everyone to know today is not just a devastating day for this community and this region. It's a devastating day for our entire Commonwealth. My wife, Blair, and our entire family join in the prayers of, I believe, 13 million Pennsylvanians who are praying for the officers and their families today. You know, we ask a lot of police officers in our communities, and they always run towards danger. I think we all have a responsibility to continuously do our part to make our community safer. I know I'm going to continue to do my part, and we are consistently grateful for the commitment and the sacrifice that our law enforcement officers make. We're grateful for the healthcare professionals who run towards danger to aid folks in their time of need. And we're so grateful for the work that they've done today. It's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Carney from WellSpan Health, who will provide an update from the medical perspective.
This is a news conference with the governor and the head of the state police.
Two gunshot wound victims from the scene. We immediately took them to the OR. They are both in critical but stable condition currently. Trauma centers are a resource for the community. We're here when you need us, and we enjoy the support of both the local government, state government, and our administration. Thank you. Thank
you. Three officers are dead, and two others recovering.
I would open it up to a few brief questions, however, prefacing that with the fact that the information we can provide is extremely limited.
Sir. Did you say this was the officers involved were from Northern New York?
I did not say, and that was intentionally done so. Obviously, we know who they are and who they work for. Our concern is that there are some investigative steps that we're taking right now, and at the request of the district attorney, we're withholding that information.
Do you know what the district attorney has released?
I've spoken to District Attorney Barker. I know there are a lot of things going on right now, but at some point I know he will brief the media. Sir.
The circumstances surrounding while these officers were there, was they were serving a warrant of some sort, a PFA?
So they were there to follow up on an investigation that began yesterday. The general heading of that investigation, I would say, would be domestic related. But beyond that, the facts and circumstances, we have more information, but pending the search warrants that we're currently typing up and serving, we want to hold that information any more specificity.
You see which department they were with, the officers?
No, I did not. So we're going to, at this point, say that the five law enforcement officers in York County, and we're going to leave it there, and I'm going to defer to the district attorney, Tim Barker.
I just want to be clear. So there were five law enforcement shot, three of them killed, two in critical care in this hospital, but then the shooter was also killed.
Correct. Those numbers are correct, sir.
Are any other suspects involved?
At this point, we believe that the community is safe, but we're leaving no stone unturned, and we're going to run every lead down. But I don't have that for you.
Do you know what SWAT was called in?
I'm not prepared to release that. Like I said, I'll defer to the district attorney. Sir?
Have we heard anything as far as weapons or what exactly happened when they arrived?
No. I mean, we have, but not that I can confirm with any specificity that I would be concerned we would have to backtrack on later. So very much processing a large scene. I will confirm that it is a large scene. Members of the PSP Forensic Services Unit are down there mapping it right now. It's still very much an active scene. It is secure, and we believe, just to reiterate, there's no threat to the community.
Was he shot by police or did he shoot
himself? He was shot by police.
Can you confirm the address or the block number of the scene?
No, not at this time.
Governor, can I get your thoughts on earlier today you were in Chester trumpeting the fact that violent crime had actually been reduced there? What your day, how you would sum up your day after that, and then here you are now.
Well, look, this isn't about me or my emotions. I think this is just about a grieving community, and I wanted to be here with this community. I want law enforcement to know how much we care about them and respect them. I want this hospital team to know how much they matter in this community. And most importantly, I want these families to know that we're all grieving with them and praying for them and that they're not alone. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Very sad news. More very sad news to report. So we have three police officers killed in the line of duty today. Two are recovering. And that is all out of York County, PA. We don't have the specifics on the departments. It is still an active scene, according to the state police. That is the governor and the commissioner of the Pennsylvania State Police who are who just gave that update right now. So there you go. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, so sad news tonight. Three police officers are dead, York County, PA. Two others are recovering after they were serving an arrest warrant. And it's just a very, very tragic day. Another tragic day. Seems like Wednesdays during this show, we get some pretty bad news. So maybe I'll start taking Wednesdays off instead of Fridays. I don't know. But... I don't have a lot of other details for you based on what you just heard from the governor and the head of the Pennsylvania State Police, but clearly there's going to be a lot of very, very sad, grieving families tonight. And a reminder to, if a police officer leaves the house, being the son of a cop, you say bye to your kids because you just never know if it's going to be the last time you ever see them again. And that's certainly what happened today for three of them. So I'm sure they'll have a lot more details coming out by tomorrow when you tune in for Kale and Company in the morning. They'll have a lot more details on the investigation. They were being tight-lipped about the departments, and I don't know if that's because they're trying to notify family members or what, but three officers dead and two injured in this York County shooting. That's what we know, and we know that it occurred about 2:00 today near North Coterus Township in York County, PA. Four of the officers are from the Northern York Regional Police Department. A fifth was a York County Sheriff's deputy. Three of the officers died from the injuries. Two survived. They did not say from which department, though. They were very tight-lipped about that during the press conference. And they were serving a warrant in the area when a suspect pulled out a gun and fired at them. The suspect then died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to investigators, and a shelter in place was put in effect in the area, but it was later lifted. So that's what we know at this time right now. So this, so incredibly depressing, so sad. Really is just so sad. And there really are no words. I know that right now every police officer, we have a lot of them who listen to the show, and police officer, family members of police officers who listen to the show are as heartbroken as I am at this moment right now. So I wish I had more details for you. I don't. But We know that the attacks on law enforcement have increased recently. We even had a report from CBS News recently that the FBI has seen an increase in the number of officers who were shot in the line of duty. The Washington Examiner reported assaults on officers had increased to close to 86,000 in 2024, according to the FBI. That's a 10-year high on assaults on law enforcement. So, yeah, I mean, I don't even know what you say about this. I'm just seeing if President Trump has commented on this. The governor mentioned that he had a call from Attorney General Pam Bondi. The president is over he's in London right now. He's in England. He's attending a state dinner with the royal family. So I'm sure he has been briefed on this. He has not issued any comment on this as far as I can tell at the moment, but we're watching that. And the governor did say, if you're just tuning in to join us, the governor did say the Attorney General Pam Bondi reached out, offered any resources that the feds and the FBI could provide as well. Attorney General Pam Bondi tweeting out the FBI and ATF are on the scene supporting local law enforcement. And violence against law enforcement is a scourge in our society and never acceptable. And to please pray for the officers involved. So just looking at social media right now, Kash Patel tweeting out the FBI is on the ground in York County, PA, providing assistance to our local and state partners after today's tragic shooting. Our prayers are with the officers, their families, and the entire York County community. But obviously, you know, whenever something like this happens, it affects every police officer in America feels this pain and feels the hurt when they lose a brother or sister on the force. No doubt about that. So I wish I could leave you with better news, but, you know, say a prayer, hug your loved ones, and I guess this is interesting news, at least. ABC has pulled Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely after his Charlie Kirk comments, which caused a lot of controversy. He was kind of doomed from the start, I believe. His numbers were so bad anyway. But they have pulled his show for the foreseeable future, beginning with tonight's show. The company said it strongly objects to recent comments made by Mr. Kimmel concerning the killing of Charlie Kirk. And they will replace the show with other programming in its ABC-affiliated markets. This is after his monologue Monday night, where he said that the MAGA gang was trying to score political points off Kirk's murder. So probably more than anything, an excuse to get rid of Kimmel, because I'm sure, much like Colbert, he was costing the network a ton of cash and probably not making cash for them. And he was a divisive and not funny loser. So there you go. And we'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, have a great rest of your night. God bless. And thank you for listening. Prayers to those officers, their families, and to every single police officer and their families listening to the show tonight. Have a good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.